I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Glory to God. The grace that is divine is yours. You will not see disgrace in Jesus' name. Child of God, it's a beautiful day to be blessed. However your time zone, it's the same God and His word is life. Good morning and God bless you. Today, I'm that voice by the corner, speaking a word of salvation. Your friend and host of Hallelujah Every Day, Pastor Leke Toba. The word of God is quick and powerful. The word of God is merciful. The word of God is glorious. The word of God is excellent. The word of God makes a way where there seems to be no way. Child of God, this morning, I need you to be attentive. But before then, let us go into the realm of prayer. I want you to make this confession loud and make it as clear as possible. O Lord, arise and turn every form of disgrace fashioned against me into grace in the name of Jesus. Turn sorrow into joy. Turn insult into result. Turn ashes to beauty. Turn fear to boldness. Turn defeat to become victory. Turn temptation to triumph. Turn hardship to overflowing favor in my life in the name of Jesus. Turn failure into success. Turn delay into divine acceleration. Turn poverty to blessings. Today, Lord, turn scarcity to become abundance. Turn hopelessness to become divine hope. Turn weakness into strength. Turn frustration into fulfillment. And turn destruction to divine construction. Father, turn demotion to become promotion in my life. And turn sicknesses to divine healing today. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Child of God, God bless you. I need you to understand something this morning. Shame and reproach, child of God, are disgrace. Limitations can be an embarrassment that brings shame and also attract reproach. Shame is often accompanied by sadness, sorrow, tears, and pain. Disgrace also can come from ignorance. It can come by reason of affliction from darkness, that is satanic means, or even God Himself can supervise a form of disgrace. When God supervises disgrace, it is with the intention to put a shame on His enemies and also so that His children can be lifted up. Remember, the Bible says, when others say there's a casting down, child of God, you will say there's surely a lifting up. In the book of Genesis 21, verse 6 through 7, we read about Sarah. Sarah was disgraced by Hagar, but God surprisingly, in His infinite mercy, blessed Sarah with a son, Isaac. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 20, Peninnah provoked Hannah to irritate her, but God in His own way turned such disgrace into grace by blessing Hannah with a son called Samuel. Child of God, at times, one's enemies might set out to disgrace a person with the intent of doing evil against such person, but God will turn it for good to accomplish His plan, like He did for Joseph, despite all evil done against that young man by his brothers and also Potiphar's wife. God turned the evil upside down to bring about the promotion for Joseph. This day and always, may God turn the evil that is fashioned against you to bring promotion into your life in the name of Jesus. In the book of Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20, Bible says, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." Hallelujah. Child of God, is there a form of sickness? Are you always in tears? Are you witnessing unemployment or underemployment? Are you single and advancing in age but no marriage yet? Or is it possible that you are having something that you cannot share publicly with people? Are there strange occurrences in your life? Is there a but? Is there a question mark in your life? Is there something that is appearing like a shame instead of a grace in your life? Is there a question mark mocking you and demanding or asking, where is your God? Child of God, remember the story of Naaman the Syrian general. He was not even a Christian. He wasn't a believer. The Bible accounts that he was a mighty man of valor, a man that conquered many nations, a man who led the host of the Syrian army. But the Bible clearly stated something. But there was a but in his life. Child of God, that but was the but of leprosy. Despite the but in his life, God still visited him. An unmerited visitation came to his life. Hear me, child of God. That unmerited favor is what we call grace. Grace makes the difference. Grace is unmerited. Grace is God's mercy. Grace is God's intervention. Grace is God's love in action in our lives. God is the glory and the lifter of our heads. The Bible says that in Psalm 3 and verse 3. God makes his face shine upon us to dispel and to destroy shame. Bible says he lifts his countenance upon us, turning his face towards us in love, approval, and acceptance. You read that in Numbers 6, verse 22 through 27. Child of God, we are placed with God by his grace, giving us peace from all that once harassed us and made us feel embarrassed and ashamed. Child of God, listen up. Because we believe in Jesus Christ, we are now free from the disgrace of any kind. Therefore, you need to take charge of your freedom. Take charge of your liberty in Christ. No more shame, no more disgrace. Let grace of God shine on you today and always in the name of Jesus. Today, I need you to take this couple of prayers. Take it loud and make it clear. Now, pray along with me. Shame is not my lot. I am for signs and for wonders in the name of Jesus. Number two, say anywhere shame and disgrace are prepared for me, favor and blessings shall take over in the name of Jesus. Number three, say this, blood of Jesus, cleanse every form of disgrace launched against me today in the name of Jesus. Number four, say divine grace, announce me for good tidings, announce me for good things today in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, if you've made those declaration and those prayer, I decree that as you launch out, the blessings of God will go ahead of you. The favor of God will accompany you. You are for signs and wonders today. Wherever shame was announcing your name, I decree grace will over answer you today in the name of Jesus. Everywhere there was a casting down for you, as you return back there, it will be a lifting up in the name of Jesus. The Lord God Almighty bless you. He lifts up your head and gives you celebration that cannot be devoured. In Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, before we round up the podcast for today, we say a very big thank you to our treasured listeners. Because of you, hallelujah, every day has several thousands, several hundreds of thousands of listeners on daily basis all around the world. Because you share the messages on daily basis. Please keep up the wonderful effort. We appreciate you, we celebrate you, and God loves you in the name of Jesus. We also thank those who foot the bills to support this podcast to be spread across many platforms around the world. God bless you in Jesus' name. Expect great reward and great miracles coming your way in the name of Jesus. Lest I forget, happy birthday and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary and birthdays today. The Lord lift, the Lord bless, the Lord adorn your life with joy. Grace unlimited, full of glory, in the name of Jesus. Child of God, God bless you. Remember, this podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in the presence of God. Have a wonderful day as you launch out in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 364 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.